Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 367, episode 29 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, Trakina's Revenge Part 1.
It aired on November 6, 2000, written by Judd Lynn only.
Ooh.
And directed by Ryuta Tasaki. Jackie Marchand, she got the boot.
She got the boot. Maybe she needed a day off.
Here's what happens, okay? Judd and Jackie, they're like the dream team. They were together for so long. They break up here, and then after, you said part one, so spoilers. This is a two-parter.
There's two parts.
After this two-parter, Jackie starts running around with old John Fletcher.
Oh, she had so much fun on three or four episodes ago with him. I don't remember.
360. Seven episodes ago.
She's like, we worked too. What episode was that?
The Chosen Path.
That was a pretty good one.
I don't think that was bad. I don't remember it.
That was Chad Sensei.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a pretty goofy Power Rangers episode. Well, maybe we'll have a good stretch.
If you're new here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is mostly a Chow Garden fan cast now. I hope everyone's ready for it.
The Morphin Grid : Chow Garden.
We took a break last episode because we had a guest on and we didn't want to scare David away with all of our Chow Garden talk, but he's not here. There's no guests. It's just us. And guess what? I can't stop thinking about a Chow Garden.
If only there was some device that we just had with us all the time that we could put a little Chow Garden on.
I just want chows and I want to shove little bunny rabbits in their mouths.
I want them to fight. Is that bad?
Oh, Chow Fight Club. Meet me behind the chow store at 3 o'clock.
You know how like the old Digimon little keychains work? You like fed them a beef on a bone.
Yeah.
And then you make them lift weights.
Yeah, and then they die and they drown in their poop. Yeah.
If you don't kill them in their own poop.
That's the only way it goes.
But you can connect them to your buddy's Digimon
keychain.
Yeah,
they got little
prongs.
And they
breathe fire back and forth until one of them dies. That's what I want. I want to like train my chow and then let him fight your chow.
Yeah, and lose to my chow.
But on their own. If he's going to lose, I want him to lose on his own.
Well, this okay. We need to explain your what do I call this? Your proclivity for simulating wrestling matches and not playing the game.
Yes. I like it. I like to watch wrestling
matches. You'd rather watch them do the match than play the match.
I like to see who's going to win. I like to, I don't know. I just like to put two wrestlers in a ring and let them fight in a simulation.
Okay.
And just like try to figure out how the simulation came to the conclusion that Becky Lynch can win a 6-woman Hell in a Cell Iron Man match twice in a row.
She's that good. She's straight fire, Josh. But also, I would rather be in control of my fighter, except in the case of chows. I also think that after I feed them enough bunny rabbits, they're on their own.
Yeah.
I've done everything I can do.
Also races. Bunny rabbits make them good at races, but the little rhinos, that makes them good at fighting.
That's good at fighting. Skunks make them good at stinking.
That's right. There's also like fart battles.
That's important for fights. If you stink, they don't want to fight you.
That you can use skunk gas as a weapon in the race.
I did Google
a little bit Mario Kart.
I Googled a little chart of them, and they get wacky. There is so many weird chow combinations. I don't even think this chart was like near enough, and I also think it was from Sonic Adventure 1, but I don't know. It looked a little chunkier than I remember Sonic Adventure 2 looking, but
Sonic Adventure 2 is an old game now.
I know,
Past it.
Goodness. I just remember there being round. It was round. It was like a round game.
Rouge
had some physics
to
her.
She was rounder than Candy Kong. And yes, just jiggle physics were included in Sonic Adventure 2.
I just remember the chows being like smooth babies. But I don't remember. Anyway, now that we've lost literally every listener, let's go watch
this
Trakina's
joke
Revenge.
Got away from us.
Here's the thing. It never was a joke. This is real life.
We're going to watch the episode, talk about it for 10 minutes, and then just...
Back to chows.
Continue with chow talk.
All right.
Rescue ready.
Power Rangers. we're back, and we might have looked at more chow stuff and got a little disappointed that there's no app again.
Well, here's what happened.
We also watched an episode of Power Rangers.
We watched an episode of Power Rangers, and you can follow. I didn't say it at the beginning. You know the deal. What happened is we went to go watch it on Netflix. We said Rescue Ready, and then we're like, let's go watch it on Netflix like we do every time. And then we hit the play button like we do every time, and it said, sorry, can't.
Literally said, whoops.
So, whoops. Whoopsie-daisy, can't do it.
And so we were like, well.
Let's look at some chows for a minute. While we're here, I Googled a fix, and there was a very bad video. And turns out the fix is just quit out Google Chrome and go back and try
it again. You X'd out the video, and I said, just quit it and try again. And that worked.
Yeah.
This video is 3 minutes long, and it starts with this guy. It's like, hey, everybody, welcome to my YouTube channel.
Smash that like, subscribe, smash it.
Smash as hard as you can. Punch that like button. Break your screen.
And he's like, I'm doing a skit. And I was like, I don't want a skit. I want information.
Can I let everyone in on a secret?
Yes.
I hate YouTube.
I like the idea of YouTube. I like some YouTubers. I don't like the YouTube zeitgeist.
Well, let me rephrase that, because I think I finally found a style of video that I like. Have you ever watched a long play?
No.
It's somebody just playing a video game without commentary. Just like,
oh, I don't like that.
For hours at a time.
I don't like no commentary.
I hate Let's Players. Like, I can't stand them.
Well, there's only like five good ones.
That's fair. I just haven't found them.
One of the ones that I like, his name is Chugga Conroy, and he's an acquired taste, but he's one of the best that I have found, to put it in perspective.
I did watch a couple of his Animal Crossing videos a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I don't mind commentary on an Animal Crossing video, but I don't want you to scream at me. I just want to watch you play Mega Man, and I don't want to watch a speedrun. I want to watch like a normal person play Mega Man. And long plays seem to be very good for that.
Yeah,
scratching that itch for me.
I have a lot of like weird things when I look for a Let's Play. I have like a lot of criteria, and I'll open up like 9 tabs of the same episode 1 of the same game. And after about 45 seconds, I know whether or not I'm going to close that tab. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podchow, Podchow Hell, Podchow Heaven, and Podchow Neutral Zone. There's also the Podchow Garden where you can get all your Podchows. That's all this episode's going to be. And I know that was 2 weeks. That was last week's episode too, but like, Google them.
Google chow. Just look at chows
Google
for a while.
Google up a chow.
They're the best.
And just admire them. Their majestic beauty and their
Sega,
smooth
I will pay,
faces.
I will pay a premium $4.99 for a chow garden app.
I will pay $10 for a chow garden app.
I would too. I didn't want to go too much. I didn't want to seem desperate.
I'll pay $75 for a chow garden app.
Give me a $60 chow garden game on Switch, you coward.
Here's the thing. $10 for the app, and I will, for the first time in my life, make in-app purchases. Swear to God. I S to G, I will do that.
I will spend $20
Sega.
For the Mega Drive bag.
Yes.
On your Chow Garden app.
Please, Sega. For your friends.
For
your friends, Jake and Josh.
We talk about Sega so often.
Anyway, we got a lot of news, so we got to get to. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. If you want to support the show, and you'll probably get a lot of chow content in this bonus.
Yeah,
episode.
Just like be ready if a chow garden app does come
the show
for a new Patreon exclusive podcast.
Yeah, dog. Okay, so Power Morphicon just happened.
Yeah,
I know it was last week. We're a week ahead. Sorry. So you're getting all this stale, but. Here's some things. The Beast Morphers, the actors for the first three, I think there's 5 total, have been revealed. There's a trailer that talks about the Morphin Grid a lot. Thanks for that. Preach. There is also, that trailer is just a big toy commercial, but it looks like it could get weird. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't watched it yet. I forgot all about it. I was going to watch it today.
IGN put up an article of, and it had the thing, and I retweeted it a little while ago. It looks pretty good. I'm pretty excited. Also,
we're heading towards a singularity of hot Power Rangers because they keep getting hotter. They just keep finding more and more attractive people, and soon they're going to go, ah, what do we do?
Which is crazy, because looking back at the seasons we've done and what we're on now, it's like, nobody's, like, unattractive.
There's no slouches.
But, like, yeah, these new casts, man,
they just keep,
they're all supermodels. It's
they just
crazy.
Keep finding more and more attractive people, and it's just, it's wild. I don't remember anyone's names. One of them is Rory. The Red Ranger's name is Rory.
Okay.
I don't remember the blue or the yellow. It looks really good. I think it's going to be real fun. Their suits are really great. I really like their suits. And
I'm hit or miss on the suits.
I just like that they feel like a different thing, but still Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You know?
I do like the helmets a lot.
Yeah. They have like, they can summon up weapons using Morphin Grid energy because there's like a virus in the Morphin Grid or something.
Oh, dang.
Like there was last October.
Sorry, guys. I hope you didn't download this episode and get a virus.
No, if you did, it wasn't us. It was Beast Morphers.
Beast Morphers, bad guy.
They did it.
Did it.
Let's see. What else happened at Power Morpher? Oh, yes. They announced all the Rangers for the big team-up episode that is tomorrow night.
Oh, shoot.
From when this goes live. So
that's quick. That's kind of quick.
Yeah, it's August 28th. Also, happy birthday, Josh. Not you, my other friend, Josh.
I know it's not mine.
I don't think he listens to this podcast, but happy birthday. You're 30. You old, old man.
I remember 30.
So I asked for a list, and Bud came through at @male_Cinderella. Here are all the Power Rangers that have been announced so far. Legacy Rangers. There is Tommy, Cat, Rocky. Rocky's new.
Okay, yeah.
TJ and Wes are all... Wes, Kat, and Tommy had already been announced.
Right.
Rocky and TJ are coming. Gemma, possibly Gemma.
I think it's Gemma.
It's That's, probably not Gemma.
I'm going to... This is a wild guess because I know that name, but I'm not sure. Is that Samurai?
RPM.
RPM, okay.
There's Antonio from Samurai, Trent from Dino Thunder, Coda from Dino Charge, and Gia from Megaforce. Are back.
Okay.
So everyone, I try to be positive. I try really hard. Your boy Tiki, is wearing MMPR red. TJ is wearing In Space blue.
Yeah.
Why? The fuck? Is Cat wearing turbo? Tommy, you know Tommy?
He got two, right?
He's got at least two, because he's the Black Ranger from Dino Thunder and the Green Ranger.
I saw like a quick part of a clip where he's Dino Thunder Black. And
it just
like,
bursts
demorphs.
Off of him. Yeah. That's I've seen that. I think that's
And then, of course, he gets to be the Green
obviously.
Ranger again.
But if he can be two, why didn't you just put Cat in the good suit? Why? What did I do, Saban? What did I do? Is this just your last gasp? You're like, oh, we're going out. This is my last run of Power Rangers. Better piss off Jake in the dumbest way. I'm going to make that idiot mad in the tiniest dumb way. And he's going to be so mad.
He's just going to eat away at him from the inside.
Forever.
For the rest of his life.
I'm going to watch.
Cat is going to be known as the Pink Turbo Ranger.
I'm going to watch that episode because it airs at 7. We usually don't start recording on Tuesdays until around 7:30-ish. So I'm going to watch that before we start recording next week. And I'm going to be mad when she shifts into Turbo. Then, not because she's shifting into Turbo, because I like that. And I do like the suit, but it's not Zio, and she should be the Zio suit. I'm just going to imagine not to see you. I'm going to forget about it in 3 years. Then, 9 years from now, we're going to pop on this episode of Ninja
Super,
Steel.
Super Ninja Steel?
Ninja
Super Steel. No.
I think it's Ninja Super Steel. Super Ninja Steel?
I think it's Super Ninja Steel.
Super Ninja Steel. We're going to pop it on, and she's going to shift in Turbo, and I'm going to get mad all over again, except I'm going to be 9 years older, and I'm going to throw out my back.
Oh, no, I'm going to be 40.
You're going to be 40, Josh.
I'm going to be over 40.
Anyway, the only other cool stuff that I know happened at Power Morphicon is that Aaron Cahill flew in from Louisiana for one day. For a full day and then an hour for the next day before her flight. And then she like left. She had like an hour and a half signing, left and got on a plane and went back to filming something in Louisiana. So she's a trooper. She's Jen from Time Force. Then our buddies over at Ranger Danger had a pretty big weekend. They were part of the Shattered Grid live read that had, you know, a lot of real Power Rangers there. So congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
The video is up. I think I retweeted it. You can just find it on their feed, or I'm sure, I think it's from Shout Factory is the official one that they did all the filming. I'm very excited. I haven't watched it yet. I'm probably going to watch it on Wednesday when I get some time. But yeah, those guys deserve it.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So that's all we got. You ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Okay.
21 minutes. We've been doing this already.
Hey, well, okay. So first of all, at least 7 minutes was off-air chow talk. So
well, then we recreated it on air.
Yeah, well, it was slightly different.
You're right.
We start off on the Quasar Sabers. Wait a minute. That's last year.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. We've died and gone to chow hell.
Ah, damn it. I thought I was chow good enough. Oh, yeah. try eating my chow vegetables. And so, yeah, we start off with the Quasar Sabers. And a mysterious figure in a denim shirt grabs one. And it's definitely Leo. There's no use being coy about it.
And they don't show his face for so long.
Yeah.
Like, it's this big secret reveal.
He's wearing his only outfit.
He's wearing Leo's outfit.
We open up, by the way, we do open up. The first shot is on Mirinoi. It's like the green planet Mirinoi. He morphs. We don't really see the whole morph. We just see him. We hear Go Galactic. And then the next scene is in a city, in the rain, him fighting a horny demon boy. Well, his ghouls.
Yeah.
And then a big horny boy is just like standing on a rooftop on a skyscraper that they just built over the year.
An email from Apple that's like, you guys need to go explicit.
These are all regular. These are clean words. He has a lot of horns. He's horny.
You're right.
This is okay. I'm not saying anything that you couldn't hear in a church. A weird church, but a church nonetheless. So he fights these cloaked figures. I called them ghoulies in my notes. Turns out their names are ghouls.
Pretty close. No idea what they were. They look like demon ghost faces.
Yeah, they're pretty spooky.
Yeah.
They look a little Voldemort-y.
A little bit.
I like their design a lot.
Yeah, they're very cool.
Their American recreated design is less good, but still spooky. Does the trick.
As is tradition.
Yeah.
It's less good, but close enough.
It'll do. So Leo fights them. He kills a lot of them, but then like a couple of them and a horny fly to Earth. And that's his name. That's his name to you, because we never get his name.
You're right.
We don't get a name, so he's just horny.
Look, if you're going to be horny, just don't give out your name.
Yeah. That's the trick? What? So they turn into energy balls, fly into space, hit a wormhole, go to Earth. Sure. It was pretty hard getting from Earth to Mirinoi.
Yeah, because it like zooms out and it's Mirinoi, and then the camera like pans over. There's the wormhole, keeps going, and there's Earth.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
Boom, done. So then we go to the theme song, and when we come back, there's a mom and her daughter. They're playing hide and seek in the park. Mom does not get a name. Daughter's name is Heather. Heather hides in a bush, and then her mom's like, I'm going to find you, and sees her shoes poking out. And she, like, moves the bush, and it's just shoes. Her daughter's been raptured.
But instead, Heather comes up and gets her.
Gets her. And she's like, I'm the best at this. I'm number one at hide and seek.
See, I don't think that's how you play hide and seek.
Well,
you're not supposed to tackle who's it. You're supposed to, like, you establish a goal, and that's where you
find them.
That's where you go.
Seek them.
And the hiders have to like go to a place, then that's how they win. They have to like get there without being found.
Oh, I thought it was just you go hide and then you wait to get found.
Because once you see a hider, it's just tag after that.
Right. Okay. Maybe this is just like the counter form. Is instead of going to a place, it's you gotta get them.
When I was in high school, I had this friend named James.
Okay.
And he's a good guy. He's all around cool dude. But he's also like a dweeb, right?
Sure.
And so am I. I'm not saying I'm not a dweeb. I've been thinking about Mega Man X for 3 weeks now. I just can't stop.
We talked about chows for a long time today already.
But we're in high school. Him and his buddies, they play this game. He's like, Josh, you gotta come play Manhunt with us.
Okay. Ooh, it sounds extreme.
And I'm like, oh yeah, what is it? That sounds fun. And he's like, yeah, we all just, it's hide and seek. He described it in this way. He's like, yeah, we like hide in the neighborhood and like one of us has to like go find the other ones. I'm like, oh, it's just a big game of hide and seek.
It's just teen.
And he's
hide
like,
and
no,
seek.
But it's like, it's not hunt. Hide and seek. It's Manhunt.
It's Manhunt.
It's just hide and seek.
No, it's hide and seek. That sounds fun though. I could go for a game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not here.
No. I don't want to be alone in the dark here.
Yeah, no. We go to like Keene, New Hampshire. Play hide and seek there. That'd be pretty fun. So she gets her, and then they're like, all right, we gotta leave. We gotta stop by Daddy's office before we go home. So they leave, but before they do, they see the rescue rover drive by, and she's like psyched because she's like, that's the Power Rangers. Oh man. And then we follow the rover to a building that's on fire, and people were being like pulled out, and there's like ambulances and fire trucks and all that. And then we go inside to some Sentai footage. This is a very funny thing that happens. They're pulling people out. They're helping everybody. Carter opens the door. He's like, is anyone in here? And he's like, I'm in here. So he opens the door. There's a man in there. Sentai footage. So it's a Japanese man. Clearly. He's like, all right, I got you. And like, you know, does that like over the shoulder, like one shoulder help him walk out. Cut to him leaving the building. Not established that it's later, but this man has anamorphed into a blonde lady.
I think it's supposed to be a time jump. Like they, because they
absolutely
they got so many people out of that building.
Oh, yeah.
But it's everybody. Just like he grabs the man, and then the cut is back to him.
It's the next shot.
So
yeah.
And it's like from interior to exterior. So it's just like, it feels like one thing. It's just, it's bad editing.
It is a bad edit for sure. Or this guy anamorphed into a blonde lady.
You expose him to heat for too long, he turns into a blonde lady.
Yeah, it's like a Turbo Team, but instead of when he eats spicy food, he turns into a car. Do you remember Turbo Team?
No.
You don't remember? That was a cartoon.
No, I remember you talking about it. I've never watched it.
Was it a cartoon or was it live action? I do not remember.
Oh, I hope it was live action.
Me too. And
every
now.
Time he turned into the car, they did that weird like morph effect that they tried in the pilot of Power Rangers.
Love that. Love that horror nightmare. Yeah, but like instead of, it's just like when he gets too hot, he turns into a blonde lady. They rescue everybody. Then Joel's like, I'm coming in. And he like swoops over them in his Zord and knocks them all down. And they're like, Joel, what are you doing? He's like, sorry, I get a little carried away. Ha 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 ha. And then he drops a bunch of water bombs.
Yeah.
It looks like bombs.
It looks like he's just bombing the building, but then it explodes in spray.
Yeah.
Instead of fire and smoke.
And just in case you didn't get it, he goes, I love water bombs.
That's for the babies watching.
Yes. So then he drops a bunch of flyers.
That's in the Sentai footage. They might have imposed it over the Green Zord like flying away. But when the Green Zord flies away, it's Sentai footage. It's obviously grainier.
Yeah.
And a bunch of papers fall out of it.
Oh, dang.
So I don't know if they just like edited that in.
Maybe.
Or if they just were like, why does that happen? It's a good thing we made Joel the Green Ranger.
Yeah, right? So he papers the ground with flyers. It's just him. It's the same like Sky Cowboy shot, but now he's in his rescue jacket in the picture. He got new publicity shots.
Yeah, and
shot
his Zord done. Is behind him.
Yeah, instead of a regular plane. And Carter calls him a hot dog. Says, why are you being a hot dog? And he's like, why do you always have to be the center of attention? He's like, I don't have to be, but I just am. And he goes back to signing.
Joel has a lot of deep-rooted issues that he really needs to talk to somebody about.
He should for sure see somebody and just, like, talk through some stuff. He could use it. So then we cut to the office, to Heather's dad's office. They are, Heather and her mom, going to meet her dad. Heather drops her ball. And, like, it goes into another open office. And I thought they were walking into that one because she's like, oh, no, I dropped my ball. And, like, does that, like, I have to split off thing, but I thought her mom was just going to keep going. It didn't happen that way. But so she's in there. There's, like, a glass wall. It's, like, a door, but it's mostly glass.
This part is so weird. I know why they did it. But she's in that glass, like, really ritzy
it's
office.
It's the fancy office.
Yeah. And her mom goes to Heather's dad's office.
Yeah.
And knocks on the door. And Heather, instead of going out to join her mother from inside the fancy office behind the window, just is like holding up her ball and she's just like smirking in a way that I was like, is this little girl a monster? Is she getting her mother right now?
You could definitely read it that way. I think what they're going for is, like, it took her a second to get the ball because it went under, like, a desk.
Yeah.
And so it's like, so she came over and saw her mom and was like, there's my mom.
And also, like, my dad's coming.
And my dad, yeah, I'll see my dad too in a second. Then I'll go out there. But instead of her dad, four ghoulies open up doors and grab her and drag her away.
They have their swords out. Like, if she fights too much, they're just going to cut her down.
Just going to stab her. Thankfully, they don't.
But it's terrifying.
It is still very scary. Like, yeah. She just gets taken. Like, and they take her to a lab, and she, like, they, like, throw her on the ground. She, like, scrambles up and bumps into this big wall that has, like, a bunch of little people, like, people shrunk down to the size of toys, and that she sees presumably her husband.
She does. She goes up to the tube with her husband
she's
in
like,
it.
Tim?
Tim. So everybody in this family except her
so this is
has a name.
This is Jill.
Tim and Jill. You're right.
Did you get it?
No, I took a second. I got it.
Did you get it? Did everyone at home get it? So then they just turn her into a little version of her, too, and put her in a little bottle. And apparently that drains their life energy and gives it to Trakina?
Yes, because big horny Paul White shows up. And, and Trakina, from the shadows around the corner, is like, start draining their life energy. So he flips the switch. And when you get your life energy drained, you act like you're cold.
Yeah,
because they all start like shivering and like holding themselves like they're out in the winter without a jacket.
I can see that,
and it makes sense because when you die, your body temperature drops.
That is true. Oh, that's spookier.
Yeah.
Oh. So she says like the horny's like, hey, there's one witness. I'm gonna go take care of her. She's like, you better. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna do that. So he turns into the creepiest man he could. He looks like a serial killer pervert.
Absolutely.
Like 100%. And then Trakina, as he's leaving, Trakina says, it's not fair. I don't know why.
I thought she said, and don't fail.
That makes more sense. Thought she says, not fair. And I was like, what?
It's not fair will make sense.
In a minute. But now it doesn't. And I was like, I don't know. So maybe she said either. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, it could go either way.
So he goes, we cut down to the lobby, and the little girl is, this incensed me.
This part is so infuriating.
This girl.
This takes place, this whole thing is in Mariner Bay.
Yeah, they're still in Power Rangers Town.
I want everyone to remember that.
Yeah.
And even if it's not, it's in the Power Rangers universe. Just like, remember that.
Yeah. So she goes up to the woman at the desk, who's like 70. And she's like, then the monsters came and they took my mom and they dragged her away. And this says, sweetie, there's no such thing as monsters.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Quick note.
Are you dense?
There's monsters once a week. All the time.
Just a constant steady stream of demon monsters.
Like, what on earth would make you go, there's no monster? Where have you been? Did you just get back from vacation in a cave under a rock? Lady?
I hate you, lady.
I hate her.
Desk lady.
Get
an egg.
I hate baby booming desk ladies. So then this creepy pervert man is like, I believe you. Let's go check it out. And, like, they get in the elevator. And she's like, okay, good, thanks. Because she's, like, a little girl who's supposed to trust authority figures.
And he does have a big badge that says office security.
That's the trick, right? So he's, like, an authority figure. And I think this should teach everyone, don't trust the cops. And definitely don't trust security people.
Definitely don't trust office security.
Office security.
There is no name badge that says office security.
Yeah. So they get in the elevator. They go up to the 13th floor, and doors open. Maybe they don't even get that high. I mean, they must, because that's like where the lab is.
Yeah.
So they get up to that floor, doors open, and there's a bunch of ghoulies, and Heather beats them all up with the rubber ball.
They're in. I don't think they get up. I think they get to the elevator, and the elevator door opens, and that's full of ghoulies.
Oh, they were in the elevator.
The ghoulies were in the elevator.
Okay.
Yeah, because Stanley is holding Heather. And the ghoulies are in the elevator, and he like starts to push her toward it. Toward them, and she's like, hey, let me go, please.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't. And so she chucks her ball into the elevator, and it like bounces off the walls and knocks all the ghoulies out.
Yeah. Heather should become a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Because she rules at it. So she gets away. We cut to upstairs. Horny's there. Olympias is there. Olympias is like, good. You're harvesting the energy. How much longer? He's like, pretty soon. I have all the energy of these people. We're gonna shoot it right in to Banshira.
Yeah, he's like, I almost got enough. And Olympias throws like a tiny tantrum. He's like, you need to have it all.
Yeah.
Run it all right now. And then so Horny's like, it's coming. You're gonna get it. It's a little taste, but you'll get it all.
It's coming.
And Olympias is like, fair enough. Here's your money. I put it in a pirate chest.
Here's a pirate chest. Kicks it. It opens up. It's a bunch of doubloons. Demon doubloons. And he's like, I'll be back.
They apparently just make money.
I guess. Demons have cool powers.
Yeah.
I wish I could just make money. That'd be nice. I'd pay my electric bill and my student loans today. That sucked. So he leaves. And Drakina comes out. And she's in shadows, but it's Drakina. The episode's called Drakina's Revenge. I don't need to be coy about it. And she's like, oh, that stupid idiot thinks that this energy is all for me. He doesn't know. He thinks it's for his mom. He doesn't know it's for me. I'm going to get all this energy. Then I'm going to kick their asses, and then I'm going to rule Earth.
Yeah, he's like, they'll work for me.
Because the Power Rangers ruined her beauty. They messed up her face.
She's back to her, like, half-human, half-bug form.
Yeah, the fly form.
Yeah, but she's got, like, a little... like a mask on, and you can see underneath it where there's like a little scorch mark on her cheek, and her eyes might have been like a little more blackened than made up like they were before.
It definitely is like they're a little sunken looking.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and me too. I'm also going to rule. You remember the deal? She's like, yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you dumb idiot. Oh, she's going to kill the crap out of you.
Yeah. And I like that she's like, oh no, of course you'll also rule. Of course. Because of the deal we have. But the deal is off until you get rid of the witness.
You have to kill that girl or
kill
the deal
that child.
Off.
Then we cut to Heather crying. There's like, she's like sitting on a fountain crying. And who should come up? But Carter, a very good boy. And he's like, hey, can't be that bad. And she's like, monster took my mom. He like sits down. She's like, and it took him. She explains it. And then he like gives her this look like, I don't know.
He does smirk a little bit like, monsters aren't real.
I thought he was going to say it. And I was going to throw my phone through my television.
I would have been so mad.
I think the look is him being like, Are you crying wolf?
He's like, I need more information.
Yeah, I need a little more to go on.
The next thing he says is, what did the monster look like?
Yeah. And she's like, it was big and ugly. And he's like, they're all big.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
But then who should come up but Horny Stan? And he's got the red ball. And she freaks out and hides behind Carter, and Carter like stands up and like puts himself between her and him.
Here's the thing. If this ever happens to you in real life, if you're ever walking through a park and you see a child crying alone, and you ask them what's wrong, and they say, a monster took my mom, and then a man starts walking near you, and she freaks out and hides behind you, even if it's not literally like a bulging gross monster, that human being is a monster.
That's a bad person. Like, no matter what.
Something bad happened that involved that person.
Yeah. So he comes up, and he has the red ball. He's like, I just want to give her ball back. Kids and their imaginations. Ha, ha, ha. And hands Carter the ball. He's like, yeah, thanks. And starts walking away. And Carter gives her the ball back. And she's like, you don't believe me. And he goes, no, I believe you.
I saw the guy.
He's like, that's a demon. I know what a demon looks like, even if they look like a human. And so he's like, all right, you stay here. I'm going to follow that guy. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So he starts following him. And after like 1 second, he sees Heather also following that guy.
Carter's like sneaking around, hiding behind bushes and stuff. And he peeks around a bush. And Heather is just like in plain sight, crouched a little bit, trying to sneak up behind him.
Yeah.
Like to throw her ball at him because it worked once before.
Right. And also, real quick, I do want to mention, forgot to mention this a second ago. When Trakina was talking, she called the Power Rangers the Galaxy Rangers. This is, I think, the first time we have ever heard them referred to as, like, this type of ranger.
Okay. We didn't hear Turbo Rangers.
We
last
might have
season?
Heard Turbo Rangers, but that was, I think that's different because they're like, it didn't feel like this is the designation for this set of Rangers. More as like, this is they're the Turbo Rangers. They just have the turbo powers now. You know,
right?
It feels different when she says Galaxy Rangers than like when they called them the Zeo Rangers or whatever. You know,
Power Rangers colon Galaxy
colon Galaxy. I love the Galaxy colon.
The Galaxy edition of the Power Rangers. Yeah.
I just think that's important because going on, like, that's how we refer to them now. Yeah. Is by, like, the Galaxy Rangers, or these are, like, the Lightspeed Rangers.
Can you imagine, like, in that new episode that's coming out, like, Rocky shows up and the bad guy's like, Mighty Morphin Red.
Mighty Morphin Red. And then Tommy shows up and he's like, Dino Thunder Black. Oh, Mighty Morphin Green.
Oh,
that's
no.
Way better. Turbo Pink.
I wish one of these times Tommy would come back and get brainwashed again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he got evil in the comics.
That's true.
So I definitely want to read those. Hey, oh, another cool thing. Have you seen the
I cover? I saw that.
There's a cover of it's two part cover. First part is Trini and Jason kissing for Go-Go Power Rangers, the pre Tommy showing up continuity of the comics. It's Jason and Trini kissing.
There's something very different about it, though.
Here's the thing. Trini's the Red Ranger. Jason's the Yellow Ranger. I thought for a second they had been, like, they're
like body switched?
I don't know about bodies or, like, because they're both, like, they both have black hair, and it was, like, just their profile, them kissing. I'm like, is this, like, girl Jason and boy Trini? I can't tell with their eyes closed and they're, like, this angle. And then, there's another cover of everybody in different colors.
Yeah.
Zach's pink, Billy's black, Kim is blue, and then they're yellow and red. Yeah. Switched. And I don't know what's up, but I want to check it out. I want to see it. What's up desperately. That's
Kim looks
out.
Pretty good in blue.
Kim looks very good in blue.
Zach looks good in pink, too.
Zach looks good in pink. I feel like Billy is kind of a pink ranger.
Yeah. Billy's kind of the odd man out
in
black, but like they couldn't keep him blue.
Well, I think what they should have done is made Kim yellow, but I understand why they wanted to do it this way.
Yeah.
But by doing it like these two rangers switch and then these other three have to do a rotate, it kind of throws off what you could do.
Right.
I don't really care, though. It looks
Trini
good.
Would rock black.
Oh, for sure. But also, she'd be a kick-ass Red Ranger.
Oh, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I don't remember a lot about the first 12 issues of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the comic, but I know that Trini was my favorite character in it. So I feel like she'd be a pretty good Red Ranger.
Yeah.
So I'm a good.
They could have done the easy thing and made Kim red.
Yeah.
So
I'm
glad they gave it to Trini.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I'm definitely gonna check it out. Anyway, back to this. He grabs her and he's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm going to help." And he's like, "All right, fine. But you need to follow all my orders. You need to be very careful."
Well, here's the thing. Carter found this girl crying on a fountain. Oh, no, a monster took my mom. Okay, yeah. I believe you. I'm going to go beat up that monster for you.
Yeah.
Stay here. That's not going to work.
That never worked. That's
kids,
never going to work.
Kids just don't listen anyway.
No.
But also, that monster took her mom, and she wants to beat it up.
Yeah. And so he's like, all right, you need to be, like, careful, though. And she's like, so you're saying I'm a junior Power Ranger.
Also, don't leave her alone. He could be luring you away. That's why I was like, take her with you,
that's
Carter.
The other thing, yeah. Call Dana. Call Chad.
Call backup. You got four friends
backup?
That are Power Rangers.
But instead, he's like, all right, we'll go. She's like, so you're saying I'm a junior Power Ranger? He's like, yeah, I guess I'm saying you're a junior Power Ranger. And she stands up and she goes, Lightspeed Rescue. And he like puts the hand over her mouth and like pulls her down. He's like, hey, here's the problem. If you don't know.
Anyone seeing that out of context.
Anyone sees that. That's bad luck, Carter. And I get why you're doing. You don't want to alert him. You're doing a stealth mission. I get it. You're both on the same team, but from a distance, when you can't hear what you're saying, that's a bad look, my man. So we cut from there to the rescue rover, where Chad is like, "Hey, anyone want to go for a dive?" And Joel's like, "Seawater is bad.
It's
salty and gross." And Kelsey's is like, "Hell yeah, let's go for a dive." And then Dana laughs, but then there's a man in the road, a mysterious stranger in a denim shirt. Who could it be? It's Leo. It's Leo again.
But they hide him for so long because he puts his hand up in front of the car and then he's like hunched over. They all run up to him and it's only shots from behind and he has a new slick haircut.
Here's the thing. I understand what they're doing, right? It's the reveal. Oh, it's Leo.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same. He's wearing literally the same clothes he wore in almost every single episode last year. And the only people who would be excited to see him are people that have seen Lost Galaxy and saw this exact outfit on Leo 50 times. So I get what they want to do. They should have given him new clothes for it.
Yeah.
So he...
I thought for a second, because of the haircut, I was like, is it Mike for some reason?
Yeah.
Like, did Mike get here first?
But, like, no.
But no, it's Leo.
It's Leo.
Kelsey sees the Quasar Saber and is like, you're Leo, the Red Ranger.
How would she know?
She's been reading up.
How?
She takes Power Ranger very serious.
How?
She got into those Nasada files.
How? He was a stowaway. He's not on the manifest.
I'm sure, Commander.
They lost communication in the fourth episode.
Sent a text message.
He aimed them. He hopped on Earthlink and sent him a chat message. So I just don't know how she knows who he is and that he's a Power Ranger. Because they didn't become Power Rangers until they were off the planet. Also, Dana knows about him being the Red Ranger, and they know about Trakeena.
Yeah, because he says, like, Trakeena's here, and Dana's like, Trakeena, why?
Why? What's she doing? And he's like, energy from
all people. Power Ranger, it's the Morphin Grid.
You know what? I'll buy it.
They're all connected. They can feel, like, the red energy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it. So then... He's like, and the ghouls tried to stop me, and they tried to not let me get here. And they're like, Chad's like, who are the ghouls? I say, jinxing us. And the ghouls show up. So they start to fight them, and the ghouls are very tough. They morph. The Rangers do, everybody but Leo. And they get beat up by the ghouls. And then Leo does one strike. He's like, does a skyward strike from Skyward Sword.
Thankfully, all the ghouls lined up for him.
Yeah, and he killed them all in one shot. And he's like, there's way more than that, though. And here's they don't explain this, but I feel like it's because their powers are more magic-based and the Rangers are more technology-based. That, like, it's not the source is the Morphin Grid, but, like, the input has, like, a different application.
Yeah.
So one of them was only fed... skunks by the good guys.
The other one only had drives.
They only had drives, so that's how they're different. So they leave, and we cut back to Carter and Heather, and they are following a horny Stan, and they kick like a can, and they like duck behind some boxes, and Stan doesn't notice and walks away, but then a bunch of ghoulies show up.
I think he noticed, because he stops for a second, and it like zooms in on his face.
Yeah.
And then he keeps walking, and then the ghoulies show up. So I think he was like,
just check it out.
It's Power Rangers here.
Yeah. So here come the Power Rangers, yeah. And Carter's like, all right, stay here. And he goes to fight the ghoulies, but they're very powerful, as we've seen. And he gets caught. Like,
he's not morphed. He just charges.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because Carter rules.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows this. When I was watching this, and there's another moment coming up later, I was like, I want Old Man Logan, but Carter and... Heather.
Yeah.
Like, I want that show. I don't know what it would be other than, like, a Power Ranger having to protect a young kid, Carter's young daughter, and he needs to, like, teach her how to be a Power Ranger so he can pass on the mantle because post-apocalypse. I don't know.
I just want Carter taking care of kids.
Yeah. He's really good at it.
Yeah.
He's really good with kids. So he gets overwhelmed because there's, like, 12 of them. They grab Heather. He's, like, trying to fight them off. Heather... hits them with the ball, and it kind of works.
It does a little bit. And one of them just cowers down. It's like, no, not again.
Stop it, not the ball again. And then in jump, Maya and Kai, and I did forget Kai's name for a good 12 seconds, but I got there eventually. So
when they first jumped in, I was like, oh, the other Rangers are here. And then it took a minute for me to realize, oh, no, these are the other Rangers.
It's different other Rangers, yeah. And they fight, and then they kill the... ghoulies, but Heather has fainted. She's unconscious. It's like, we need to get her back to the base.
I thought
she was dead. Because
when she faints, she's holding the ball like up to her face.
Yeah.
And then like suddenly just like consciousness floats out of her and she just falls down. So I thought the ghoulies did something to the ball.
Yeah.
They did not. She just faints.
She just got overwhelmed and fainted. Also, real quick note, when Maya and Kai run up, they do their little Naruto run. I missed it.
For like five
it's
It's not a couple even steps.
For like 2 seconds. Yeah. Just from like one point to next to Carter.
Also of note, Carter is about a foot taller than either of them.
A monster. He is so tall.
So tall. Keep this in mind for when they morph and they're all the same height. So we cut back to the base and everybody but Dana is there. And Carter's talking with Leo, and Leo's basically gives him the whole end of Lost Galaxy, like everything that happened, gives him the rundown for that. He's trying to do a green form, and then it's bad VO from Leo. Like, I feel like he had to redo it. His VO is also very bad in this episode, too.
It's awful.
It sounds like it's A, not him, and B, very phoned in.
It's so weird that they chose to say she mutated into a green form instead of, like, I don't know, a bug form?
She was more buggy?
She became a mantis monster?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a powerful mantis. But no, she was a green form.
She did a green form.
She ate all the green drives.
So Carter goes back to his room. It's like the boys' dorm. And I only know that because there's a framed photo of Dr. Fairweather on the counter. And she's in this, like, Heather's in this, like, pull-down cot. And Dana's, like, tucking her in and presumably, like, checked her vitals because she's, like, an EMT. And she's like, she's gonna be fine. And Carter's like, hey, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. And he's like, all right, where are the monsters? And she's like, oh, and she like sits up, like, I'll show you.
Yeah, because she says, Carter says, do you know like where they took your mother? And she's like, oh yeah,
absolutely.
I could bring you there. And he's like, Carter looks at her and says, you're awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. Carter is such a good dude, and also in this episode is Leo, who sucks, and it's just like, hey, Leo, this is what a Red Ranger, take notes.
Yeah.
Take some notes, you dipshit. So then, Chad bursts in, he's like, Carter, we gotta go, there's trouble, and she's like, all right, cool, I'm going, and he's like, no, you can't this time, it's too dangerous, and they leave, and they get in the hallway, and they're all, like, walking away. And she runs up, like, Carter, I want to go. You said I was a junior Power Ranger. And he's like, I know.
He's like, I know, but you can't. It's, like, real danger. It's super.
And then Leo.
Leo is just like, come on.
Puts his hand on Carter's shoulder. And, come on. And everyone just, like, nods their head, like, yeah, put her in danger. Like, Carter's trying to do the right thing here. And they're like, nah, screw the rules.
Yeah, bring her with us.
Put the kid in danger.
We'll put her in a little helmet. It'll be great.
It would be. I would love to see her little morph.
I would love. Oh, that'd be so
good.
Hey,
part two? You know how you want to be the best episode of Power Rangers ever? Make her do a little morph.
Let that girl morph and kill the monster.
Heck yeah. So we cut to a quarry, which is not the office building that her parents were taking in.
Well, no, because she's not bringing them there yet.
This is the trouble from Chad, right?
As soon as she says that, Chad runs in and is like, hey, man. Trouble.
Okay, and that's where they are. So they're in a quarry. They see Horny. He's like, I'm gonna kill ya. And he's got big King K. Rool eyes. Like, they're a little cross-eyed. They're buggy.
The right one is, like, little. They're both cross-eyed, but the left one is just, like, bugging out.
Yeah. It's a weird choice for a demon who looks like his head was cut off and sewn back on.
He also has two, like, long shoulder pads with skulls at the end of them.
Yep.
It's very strange.
It's a very Dr. Vile.
We get Sentai footage of
Master Vile
of the crossover movie.
I think so. I don't know when they stopped using the crossover movies.
I'm assuming because the movies are post season, right?
They're during the season.
Okay. Is it the same? Is this the bad guy?
No, I think this is just for the movie. I have no idea. But someone will tell us. Yeah, you know, we'll find out in a week.
Well, no, because I guess Bansheera is still...
She's still the bad guy.
The big bad.
Yeah. I think it's just for the movie, but at some point, like, I don't remember who told us, Matt, maybe, told us that, like, they don't have... They just stopped purchasing the rights for the movies after a while, which is weird. I'm sure that it was just mostly a monetary decision, but, like, hey, you want to know what would be a cool event every year? A Power Rangers crossover movie with the last group, but like longer and not just two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just me.
Well.
They fight the ghoulies and they win, and then Horny kills them real quick. Just beats the tar out of them, shoots them with lightning, blows them all up. We're cutting back and forth between them getting beat up and Heather being scared. And then it ends with Carter like goes to punch and he gets like grabbed and
Carter
beat down.
And Leo both get knocked down by Horny.
I don't remember what exactly he did to everybody else, but they all are down. The Rangers have effectively lost, and we end on Heather screaming.
However, I don't want to, like, lead this.
Don't want to lessen the tension.
Yeah, but there's a second part to this. This is the end of part one. It ends on Heather's screaming face.
Sure.
There are still two Rangers to have not shown up yet.
There are up to four Rangers that have not shown up yet if they get Ryan and Mike back. Mike should not be able to morph.
No.
His powers were literally destroyed on screen. We saw that happen, and that was only last year.
We saw that happen with the power coins, too, but Adam is still going to use one to morph into the Mighty Morphin Black Ranger.
That's like 12 years. No, he did in Space, didn't he? Yes.
And he does it again later.
But that was like a whole thing. There was like, this power coin is damaged, so like it's bad.
Right.
So anyway.
I mean, it was grounded to dust. It's whatever.
It's nothing. But yeah, Damon and Carone / Kendricks. We don't know which one.
I'm guessing it'll be Carone.
I think so. I kind of hope it's Carone because I like her more.
I also like
Kendricks.
Kendricks, but Kendricks did like pass the power on to Carone.
Yeah.
So Carone is the Pink Ranger.
I mean, technically, since you put the sword back, either of them could pull it back out.
That's true.
The thing is, Valerie Vernon, the real human person, is probably still like recovering from beating leukemia.
Yeah.
So like that takes a little bit out of you. So I don't know what they're going to do. It's been a year. I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see next episode. Josh,
hopefully. Maybe they just couldn't get those two. Or maybe those two aren't in the footage.
Well, here's
because we did see, I think that's why they're not in this episode, is because there is footage
of
the eight Rangers.
The Sentai footage of everybody but Galaxy Green and Galaxy Pink.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next time. Josh, I started. What's the best?
I think the best is, I really like the Rangers just like going into a burning building and saving a lot of people.
That's always very good.
I like to see like Power Rangers do
regular good things.
Regular hero things.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, but I also like Carter and Heather hanging out. That whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to say the best for me is Carter being like a good big brother figure.
Yeah. I do like that.
To Heather,
that was especially the like you're awesome part.
Because she's like, I'm a Power Ranger. I have to help. Let me show you where the monsters are. And he's like, you're very cool. Like,
yeah.
That's really good. What's the worst?
The worst is the baby booming desk.
Absolutely.
Jockey.
1,000%. That woman is the worst person in Power Rangers. And I hate her. Who's the MVP?
It might be Heather. I think it's Heather.
I'm going to give it to Heather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, pretty good actress for like.
Yeah, she's not bad.
10, 10-ish, maybe 11. Like, not much older than that, if that age at all. I can't tell how old kids are. So, yeah.
There's a good 8-year period where it's just like, I don't know.
It's like, until you're a teen, I'm like, you could be 5 to 12. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I'm old now. I just can't tell. But yeah, I think Heather did a really, really good job this episode. Now we got to have to rank it. We do have to rank last episode because we definitely forgot.
Yes.
So here's the thing. We realized it after we'd finished recording, but we were like, we had a guest. We already stopped, we'd have to resync. It'd be a whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
And then we just ended up talking with David for like another hour and a half over about stuff. So last episode, Ocean Blue.
Number one with a bullet.
I don't think number one. I do. Here's the thing. It was pretty bad and dumb, but in a way that I really enjoyed.
I did like it a lot. It's not a good episode, but it is an enjoyable one.
We really liked the episode before that, the Great Egg Caper. The Great Egg Caper. And that is currently sitting at number 7.
I don't know why I went into my email to open up this document.
That's the longest way around you could do it.
I'm here.
Did you like Ocean Blue more than the Great Egg Caper or less?
I mean, we really put that up there, huh?
It was fun.
The Great Egg Caper.
There was a jet ski.
There was jet ski in. I don't know. I think they're close.
I think I like
some of the other ones around this.
I think I like the Great Egg Caper more personally.
Yeah, I think it is a better. It's like still kind of a goofy. It's got like a character of the week in The Thief.
Yeah.
But it's a fun episode, and I think it's also a better episode.
Yeah.
Like here's, a good one.
Here's what I'm thinking. Right above the fifth crystal. Because Olympias Ascends was like an important episode. It's like new bad guy, and then he did a lot of cool stuff with like pretending to be the Rangers, trying to infiltrate.
Right.
And like sabotage from the inside. The fifth crystal was like pretty good, had Casey Jones' grandma. It was about the same level of goofy towards the end.
Yeah, and also it started off with like, we need only the fifth crystal now.
So
I agree with that.
Ocean Blue coming in right above the fifth crystal, right below Olympias Ascends. Coming in at number 10, Ocean Blue. Who could have foreseen this? The cool part about us both being in the same file is that you can see how bad I am at typing.
I'm not in it anymore.
I definitely typed Oven Blue.
We decided where it went, and I closed right
now. All right, good, good. The little thing is still here. But okay, so yeah, that's the last episode. We will rank these two episodes as one part next week. Spoilers, so far, pretty good.
Yeah, so far, it's off to a good start. Doesn't have a weird middle part we need to get through.
Yeah.
So?
That always rules. Yeah. There's not a middle part.
Trakina's back, baby.
And speaking of, next episode on Friday, Trakina's Lightspeed Part 2. We'll see you for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Check.
I'm so far away. I might be too close.
Check.
I don't usually chest bump the microphone.
I'm always tempted to put like the very first part, like the very first thing we have to start recording at the end of the episode, because it's just a bunch of like noises and garbage.
Yeah, that'll make them come back.
Yeah, thanks for sticking around.
It's a little bonus for you.